Focus on flowers.
Edith A. Roberts was hired as a professor of plant science at Vassar in 1919, long before it was trendy to study native species. And also before there were many women professors, I might add. She was the daughter of a farmer from New Hampshire and earned a doctorate in botany from the University of Chicago. She was ahead of her time in trying to popularize the use of native plants in landscapes and wrote a cutting-edge book, American Plants for American Gardens, in 1929 with landscape architect Elsa Raymond. She also established an outdoor ecological laboratory that contained 675 different species of trees, shrubs, vines, flowers, ferns, and mosses. But after her death in 1977, this treasure trove of native species was left untended. However, a current professor at Vassar, Meg Ronsheim, is now reclaiming her predecessor's important legacy. Professor Ronsheim teaches conservation biology and environmental studies at Vassar and stumbled upon the site of Professor Roberts' garden in 1990. And she recognized its importance and relevance today. Daryl Morrison, a prominent modern advocate of native plants, is responsible for the republication of Professor Roberts' seminal book. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Edith A. Roberts.